This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Videotape is in on Tiger Woods' arrest.
Are you see the red light of my pen right here?
No.
Are you looking at it?
No.
Asleep at the wheel, not knowing where he was. These are just a few of the things we've learned about Tiger Woods when he was arrested on suspicion of DUI in Jupiter yesterday.
4 days, Tiger Woods said shortly after his arrest that he did not drink, that prescription drugs were to blame.
Yes, indeed, my friends. What happened to the eye of the Tiger Woods? He got busted for DUI, but no alcohol was involved. People were suspicious of him, saying, hey, it was prescription drugs. That's a likely excuse, but apparently it wasn't. It was a real deal for him. And he's been suffering with chronic pain. He's had back surgeries, and this is highlighting and spotlighting, or it should at least, the danger beyond even alcohol with basically operating a motor vehicle under the influence of FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. Welcome to the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don's back, making it sound so good. We got Andy on the board if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super Don, a big golf fan. You go out golfing every day when you're not on the air, right?
I am such a golfer. You know what? I went golfing just the other day, and I scored 3 touchdowns.
Okay, I'm with you. Now, listen, I played a few rounds of golf when I was a teenager. That's the extent of my knowledge there, although I appreciate excellence in any sport. And there was a time when, you know, the golden boy, Tiger Woods, was just so far beyond anybody that it was incredible. But was it like Icarus flying too close to the sun and then melting and flying back and falling and crashing to the ground? It seems like, though, people are invested in, you know, tearing this guy down. I don't know what kind of personal vendettas people have against Tiger Woods. I feel bad for the guy. I mean, if you've been hooked on pharmaceutical prescription drugs for pain, you know, has anybody introduced the guy to CBD, for instance? I don't know. But what are you seeing about the coverage of this? Is it just my jaundiced eye to see the mainstream media just attacking rather than going, hey, this guy's got a serious medical issue?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's one of those things where, listen, he was the number one, right? He was the king of the hill. He was, you know, the star. He was the guy on the Wheaties box and the Sports Illustrated and yada, yada, yada. So, you know, anytime that you see somebody who has risen to that level have personal issues that become public, which is just the nature of the beast when you're in the public eye, it's kind of like that song that Don Henley did, you know, The Dirty Laundry, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, hit them when they're up, hit them when they're down.
And
it's salaciousness, it's right. This is the thing. He had marital problems. There were sex scandals and all of that. It was sort of like, yeah, hey, let's make everybody else's problems go away by covering this guy's problems, the golden boy of golf. But, again, I think, you know, the teachable moments here relate to what he was actually under the influence of. And let's see how the mainstream media has covered Tiger Woods and his DUI.
Jupiter police arrested Woods for driving under the influence early Monday morning. The arrest report released by police describes Woods as very droopy, extremely sleepy, hard to keep eyes open, hard to walk. Woods did admit to police he was taking prescription medications.
Okay, so first and foremost, they kind of set the stage and they described his demeanor, which could easily be under the influence of something, right?
You know, hey, when was the last time you heard somebody described as being droopy?
Droopy, yeah.
Droopy?
I don't know if that's
an
official
one of the seven dwarfs?
Medical diagnosis being droopy.
Okay.
But, you know, certainly his eyes were not following whatever light or laser they were trying to focus in on it.
His eyes were droopy. Yeah.
His eyes were droopy. But again, what are these pharmaceutical drugs doing to him if he really wasn't drinking? According to the sobriety tests that were revealed or released, there was no alcohol in his system. Let's give a listen to what they went after here.
Several medications are listed under the medical conditions section of the report, including Vicodin, Torix, and Vioxx, which Woods says he hadn't taken in a year. Vioxx was pulled from the market more than a decade ago after allegedly being linked to cardiovascular issues.
Did they say a year ago? Vioxx? A year ago? At the same time?
He said that he hadn't taken it for a year. Now, Vioxx, that got pulled off the market more longer than
10 years ago. It was right in that statement. Yeah. So explain to me how he had a prescription for Vioxx that was a year old.
That's a very good question. That is a very legitimate question. Now, the Vioxx would not have caused him to have the issues that he was having when he was driving.
No, but there could be a polypharmacy addition, because Vicodin is brutal. I mean, it's a powerful narcotic.
I'm going to say that's the main culprit here, most likely. Not that I'm a pharmacist. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV, right? But obviously Vicodin, you don't want to operate a motor vehicle or heavy machinery when you're taking Vicodin. Now, there's one other drug that was in the police report that a lot of people were scratching their head because they didn't know what it was. And it was something called Solazex. And it's not as common as a drug. I don't know how he got prescribed this. I've seen this being advertised in, like, India and stuff like that. So it's not a real common drug here in the United States, but it's a muscle relaxer.
Ooh.
So here's I think, where you ran into trouble, Tiger.
Droopy.
Your droopiness is a result of the – if you combine Vicodin, which is an opioid – with this other drug, which is a muscle relaxer, that is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, indeed. And again, where is the mainstream media discussion or compassion for someone who's likely addicted to pain medication? And instead, there's going to be a pile on here. There's going to be an attack dog mentality, just as you said, the Don Henley song has said so well in music. But let's go ahead and listen to the montage that you put together here, Super Don, to give a perspective on where the mainstream media not interested in teaching anybody anything, uplifting or helping anybody, but attacking and degrading.
Superstars fall from grace.
Ugly fall from grace.
Is there really a chance for redemption at this point?
I think this changes everything for Tiger Woods. At age 41, it could derail any chances he has to come back.
I mean, why don't they just hand him a revolver and say, end it now? I mean, my gosh.
That's crazy.
This is why mainstream media is not a good thing to be listening to or watching. You're going to be so depressed you'll blow your own. It's not good.
Now, granted, he did have the news of the affair. This was years ago.
Yeah, sure.
And then there was the crazy fight that he had with his wife or ex-wife. But, you know, listen, I have seen, and I'm sure you can probably recollect a few of these stories of celebrities in the past that have just done crazy, horrendous things. I mean, the example I like to pick up is, I mean, you saw everything that Mel Gibson went through years ago, right?
Right, drunken rant.
Gosh, the drunken stuff and the screaming and yelling at his wife and the comments about Jews and all of this stuff. And, you know, did he just wither away into non-existence? No.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you got Tiger Woods. You know, he had a few marital problems that became public, and he got a DUI.
Yeah.
Why is this a long, horrific fall from grace? What are they even talking about? The guy's 41 years old. He's still a golfer. Yeah, he's in a slump right now.
I think the biggest one,
he's ranked 847th right now. So not doing well in that department.
No, and the biggest issue, of course, whatever he did as far as intervention, surgical or otherwise, haven't worked. Because if he's in chronic states of pain, you know, here's where I'm going to give, you know, shout out to my chiropractic buddies out there. You doctors of chiropractic are lifesavers. They saved me when I had my low back go out many, many years ago. And it was chiropractic that put me back together, honestly. And then I had to change certain things about my diet, belief system, biomechanics, and everything. You know, it's a little bit everything that plays out in the physical body and what manifests in disease or even injury. And in the case of Tiger, why didn't he go to a, I don't know. What did, maybe he didn't. Did, I don't know enough about his background, but I would say let's look to more holistic therapies. Doctors of osteopathic medicine that know how to do body manipulations could also help here. But remember the essential fatty acids. We had Dr. Amay Shunney on yesterday. We talked about the EFAs along with CBD. Now that can help to manage the worst of the pain or at least the anxiety associated with it. And we've talked about stories where it's actually been able to help people, vets on PTSD drugs, for instance, psych drugs as well, much less opiates, to get off of those harder drugs and ease into the cannabis. Now, there's also in this article claims that cannabis is now causing an increase in fatal crashes in Washington state. I don't know how valid that is, but, you know, we would make jokes if you're high on cannabis, and that's not the CBD variety, that you're likely going 5 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone. That could be dangerous, but it isn't because you're going recklessly fast, right? So the idea here is what can we do to reduce the danger to each individual and society at large? And that is let's reduce the reliance or the reliance on opiates and muscle relaxers. Certainly the combination is devastating. They even had a reference to the Diocese star Linda Evans being arrested in 2014 for DUI, but it wasn't alcohol. She had 30 pink pills that turned out to be muscle relaxants as well. So the FDA drugs causing probably as much or more DUIs, but not making the news in this way, than alcohol itself.
Yeah, and I mean, I think there's a lot statistically there that maybe is not so easy to find on the effects that, you know, prescription drugs have on, you know, not just driving cars, but slips and falls at home in the elderly, you know, not to mention some of the stories we've covered with some of these drugs that make people fry eggs in the middle of the night or have sex and not realize they're doing it. Yeah.
Right, in their sleep. Right, exactly. And those are salacious stories for sure, but those, again, are FDA-approved salacious events. Now, remember, folks, if you want to get CBD in all 50 states from industrial hemp, you can get it from our friends at CB Sciences. Go to, pluscbdoil.com. In the show notes, you'll see a banner and link to as well. But plus, pluscbdoil.com. When you check out, enter the code RSB15. You get 15% off your entire purchase from the lowest potency to the highest potency and everything in between. Give yourself some options to reduce your reliance on FDA-approved DUI medication. All right, folks, we got, and I told you so, coming up a little while, but also a germ theory story involving Donald Trump, or not.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, folks, here we are, back at it, and bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. And you know, over the years, I've talked about something called the germ theory and the law of the terrain. The germ theory, the law of the terrain. Germ theory, supposedly, Pastor says it's germs that cause disease. Right? Somebody coughs and sneezes and gags and wheezes and you get in that proximity, you're in big trouble, right? You're going to get it. You're going to catch it. Or is it the case? Could it be the law of the terrain is actually more accurate, that says the terrain, the milieu, or the environment determines health and or disease, not the pathogen? Now, it's a discussion that's not being had very often in the mainstream media, and often not even in medical school, where it's all about the germ. Now, we recognize there are immunocompromised individuals on this planet, and we don't want to cough and sneeze on them because their immune systems are not intact, and so they're not protected or defended against whatever they may become exposed to. But then again, those people who are immunocompromised don't necessarily need you to cough on them to become sick, because they're already weak and sick from the inside out. Their terrain has been altered. But let me just set it to you this way from an allopathic community standpoint. The next time you go see your doctor and you reach out to shake his or her hand and they kind of brush you aside and scratch their head and go, I'm sorry, I'm not going to shake your hand. It may be because of a new policy that's being encouraged by the germ theory aficionados. Super Don, do you see that article there?
I do. And, basically the headline says, doctors urged to give up handshakes to help stop the spread of disease. And this, I don't know, I guess I might be old school here, But, you know, I grew up as, you know, a handshake was something that you do. I mean, it's, you know, it's not just a, hey, how you doing, but it's a connection with another person that you're, you know, making a deal, or, you know, you're, mm-hmm. you're giving your word on something, or you're showing respect, or something like that. So
right.
initially when I looked at this, my reaction to it was kind of like, you know, really? I mean, we're going to remove handshakes now
yes.
from society? That just doesn't sound right.
No, but the thing is about this article, it's kind of interesting, and I get, like you said, their concern, right? They do, we've talked about this over the past, there were studies that showed the dirtiness of neckties, like doctors who wore ties, they were filthy, apparently right. loaded with things that could contaminate you. But the thing is, if you interact with a patient in a hospital setting that has, what, an antibiotic-resistant bacterial infection, that's very common, and you touch somebody else, they're saying, hey, you can transmit that. I get that, all right? So I'm not even totally opposed to the concept, and if people understood that, they'd be going, okay, we don't need to shake hands, we can do a fist bump or an elbow rub, you know, whatever. But the idea here is a good one in a sense. We're trying to protect patients. But again, this also brings up the bigger question of vaccination. I'm not going to belabor it, but just folks, you got to see Del Bigtree's latest on the whole herd immunity myth, because at least 60% of all U.S. adults are not vaccinated up to date in terms of this herd immunity that is necessary. And the fact is, if you are recently vaccinated, they will say stay out of the hospitals because you will be shedding certain live virus vaccines like MMR. But what was weird about this article, Super Don, you saw that too, was the video. The video yes. was not of doctors in hospitals and settings and not shaking hands, but it was of Donald Trump and the president of France, Macron, with a lengthy handshake. What is that? That's not, what is that image? That has nothing to do with the story. Unless you're trying to say Trump has cooties and it's spreading to the French president. There's something wrong with this picture here, and it kind of reminds me. I don't know if you remember, what was that childhood show?
We used to watch
Sesame Street. Sesame Street. You remember that, where you like you look at two or three things, and you're like, what one doesn't fit in? And it's sort of like, this reminds me of that. Maybe we have a theme song for what we see in this story. Let's give a listen.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
One of these things is not like the other.
Oh, come on.
One of these things doesn't belong.
You think so?
Each thing is not like the other.
No.
By the time I finish this song.
That's right. Mainstream media can't get it right. They cover a story about doctors not wanting to spread germs by not shaking hands, and the video is of Donald Trump shaking hands with the French president.
Now, maybe this is much ado about nothing. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like, for whatever reason, I'm overreacting on this. But
mm-hmm.
I'm looking. This is a health story. It's
yeah.
it's a health topic talking about the spreading of disease in hospitals by people shaking hands. So I'm just thinking, they could have picked something health-related. Why would they pick Donald Trump, as if it's to say, Donald Trump likes disease or something?
Right. Donald Trump's spreading disease all over the planet. You know it is. That's what they're playing here. They don't like that he pulled out of the Trump Accords. Well, not the Trump Accords. I guess it is now. But the Paris Accords that were not even ratified. Obama did it on his own. Like the emperor, right? That he was, or claimed, or thought he was. Anyway, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Questions of the day coming up, and Zika virus news, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hey,
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Just an ever so brief garden update. I can't get by without that, Super Don. Don't begrudge me my need to talk about my garden, okay? I'm okay with that, can I?
All right, go ahead.
So tonight, tomatoes from the garden, let's see, carrots from the garden, peppers from the garden, some more basil from the garden, and so yeah, it was a meal with a lot of very local food, which was kind of cool. So happy about that. And the storms are coming in, so we're getting some good rain recently, so that's been helpful too. Let's see. What else we got? Questions of the day coming in. You know, we had somebody ask a question that we had asked, like, answered a month ago on the air, and they sent in a message to robertscottbell.com that was like we hadn't answered it. Do people not realize we have a radio show when they go to the website?
That does happen. Yeah. I would say we get maybe, like, at least one of those a month where somebody will write in. They'll be like, I asked you a question, and yes. And you didn't answer my question. It's like, hello, we're a radio show. So.
There's something that we don't, maybe not clear about. We got to check that out.
This is not an internet-based consulting, service. Yeah. So we answer that. Now, listen, sometimes we do get back to people.
Mm-hmm.
If the question is such that, it's in order to give them the answer that they need, it's something we need to send them a link or something.
Sure.
We'll do that.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So, but because you are Robert Scott Bell, mm-hmm. and your mission, your ministry is to give people the power to heal,
yeah.
you answered it again today, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. We did a video on Facebook Live before the show. So, Superdon will blast that out and Twitter it out too.
Oh, by the way, it's also available on YouTube. I just posted it to YouTube, so you can also see it on the YouTube channel.
So we have an R.S. Bell Media channel on YouTube, and there's a video archives page on the Robert Scott Bell Show website. So I answer a question about lupus and colonics. Could colonics help for lupus? And I'm not going to answer it again because I just answered it on Facebook Live, and now you can watch it on YouTube. So you can have access to it there. But we will dive into some questions because there are some additional ones we do need to answer.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, so we do have a question from David. David says, hey, Robert, I'm back and literally sitting here watching my family and friends die slow deaths. That doesn't sound pleasant at all. Jeez. I know, David, I'm sorry to hear that. Several of them are diabetic, but they refuse to make any changes in their lifestyle. There are two that I am willing to make another attempt to take action. I was just listening to you and Chris Barr on your May 29th show, and I think that was a month ago, Super Don. Where did the time go? We're in June already. How did this happen?
Right.
It's crazy. Time is collapsing in on itself. It's the quickening, folks. So I was just listening to the Chris Barr show you did on May 29th, and I think there's some information there that may help. My response to that is, you think? Yeah, there's information there that will help, especially when it comes to diabetes and chromium. David says, the first one is my 63-year-old diabetic cousin with the floor jack. Now, I have a vague memory of this guy with the floor jack. Did he hurt his back or something? It just something got hurt.
Yeah.
Some body part got hurt, and I think we had to recommend Arnica, and we had to recommend silica to strengthen the connective tissue. But anyway, last week, he was diagnosed with colon cancer. Colon cancer. Can the Silver Aloe Protocol help him? Well, yeah. I mean, it's sort of like what I talked about on the video, which I got to repeat. But the idea of cleaning out the colon is a very sound idea because in someone with colon cancer, you probably have a lot of debris and toxins that are just lodged there, not moving on through, not adequately being escorted out the body. The garbage man's not doing his job there. And so International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, I-ACT, is a good group. You should find a colon hydrotherapist and make friends with them. Of course, when you're dealing with an active state of cancer, it's going to be rough trying to convince an oncologist of this necessity. But even if you were to do rectal installations, I know that's a great concept Super Don loves.
Woohoo!
Rectal installation, for instance, of silver hydrosol. When you do rectal installations of silver directly to the area in need, we know that silver has oncolytic properties. I'm not saying it's the cure for cancer, but it can directly impact the integrity of a cancer cell, which doesn't normally die. It lost the function of apoptosis that would, cell death, but it doesn't happen. But silver can debilitate a cancer cell directly. Now, we also talk about chromium because of sugar feeding cancer. We talk about selenium being the most cancer-protective nutrient, and, of course, silica for connective tissue integrity to minimize or make difficult the metastasis or growth or spreading of cancer. So cleaning and detoxifying the liver and the colon, absolutely essential. The question is, will your 63-year-old diabetic cousin actually listen to you, David? I don't know. And there you just have to pray and turn it over to God, because there are certain things you don't want to violate, and that is free will in your cousin. The second one, he says, is my 74-year-old uncle. Last month, he spent 2 weeks in a hospital undergoing antibiotic treatment for an infection acquired during a medical procedure to prepare him for dialysis. So here they go. You go in, you got the guy's kidneys are dead, and you get him ready for dialysis. In the process of getting ready for dialysis, you get him an infection. Iatrogenic, well, no, this one's called nosocomial infection. So they actually cause him to have an infection. Now, David says he's a cured colon cancer patient that is now having another round of, well, I guess problems, medical problems. They may have killed his kidneys with whatever treatment they gave him prior to that, including chemo and radiation. He's also been on blood pressure medications for 20 years. Do I have any suggestions for him? David wants to know. Oh, boy, do I. But at 74, the question is, if you're on dialysis, your liver has been long overtaxed, that your kidneys no longer function. And so anything that I tell you may be a little short of a full ability to recover. But I'm not saying don't do anything. Still, to utilize the whole food form of chromium, selenium, and silica would be essential for the perhaps protection against future recurrence of cancer at this point. In terms of an antibiotic, we now have to repair the gut that has been destroyed or devastated by the antibiotic indiscriminately. So going on the silver aloe protocol would be great. The silver is metabolized by your liver through to your colon, not through the kidneys. So the doctors are going to say, oh, silver is going to kill the kidneys. Listen, your kidneys are dead already, according to what you're telling me with the dialysis. So there won't be an issue there. By the way, David says, I have your book, Unlock the Power to Heal. And thanks for all that you do. Well, David, thanks for reaching out. And I wish I could be of more help. But at the very least, support them, your family members, with love, unconditional love, even if they make decisions that you don't agree with. That would be excellent. Now, final story here for this particular segment relates to something that I've been saying for a while. So Super Don, of course, has a theme song for that.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so.
Well, I told you we were going to have a Zika virus update, and it is an I told you so story. Top Obama administration's officials, they were really pushing heavily on the Zika scare. Remember this? And Obama himself was saying, we need money. Send money! 500 million, 500 billion, a trillion, zillion, gazillion. Send us money for a Zika vaccine. Everybody's going to die, right? The General Accountability Office, the GAO, said the CDC may have painted with a broad brush and exaggerated and unnecessarily spread fear about the danger of contracting this virus, much less that the virus does anything. I added that in. But would that qualify as an I told you so, Super Don, or was I just exaggerating a little bit?
No, I would say this is definitely one of those I told you so's because, when this whole thing started, I mean, from the very beginning, you know, it was just, it had all of the fingerprints of the same thing that we've covered on this show over and over and over. It didn't matter what disease it was that they wanted to throw at you, you know, at the time. It's the same MO every time. And, you called it. Now, I got to tell you, I'm surprised that they are admitting to this as quickly as they have, because this was like last year. You know, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. Usually with these crazy, you know, end of the world scenarios that they want to try and scare everybody into caves, it usually takes a few years, you know, and then you find out, you know, like what we found out with the Tamiflu situation, right? I mean, it wasn't until like a few years later. This is like less than, like, I want to say it was like a year ago. Olympic time a year ago, right?
Yep.
And already you got the GAO, the accounting office, coming out and going, well, you know, I think we might have kind of over-exaggerated and overblew it just a little bit here. You know, and fortunately, in this case, we're not running into a Tamiflu situation because they didn't have the vaccine yet, right? So, you know, it was just like it came and it went, and they were kind of like, oh, crap, damn, you know, we didn't have a vaccine in time to, you know, for this
one. Take advantage of the fear that was going on, right?
Totally blew it, right? Now, they're still working on the Zika vaccine because I'm seeing news reports now where they're still trying to stoke the fire on this thing. It's like, oh, we're coming up on monsoon season, so everybody run! Zika! You know, anything that they can come up with to try and scare people about Zika, they will. But I don't think people are going to fall for it this time.
I hope not. If you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you knew from the beginning this was a scam. This was a Chicken Little false flag. And the Zika virus really doesn't do anything to anyone unless they have abject selenium deficiency, and then Zika is the least of their concerns. However, if you're concerned about birth defects, selenium and chromium are critical in terms of protecting the developing baby. All right, that's another story and another tip you're not going to hear in the mainstream media. And, of course, this is the kind of information. Now, another thing where they're not telegraphing and admitting what I've revealed to you here on this show is that the HPV vaccine, they're claiming it prevents cancer. That is a lie. But they're not going to admit it for another 20 years when all the people, the girls that had the HPV vaccine, start developing cervical cancer in their 30s, for instance. And they're going to go, oh, well, yeah, it was probably the wrong strain. They're going to say that 20 years from now. Don't wait for it, folks. You heard it here first on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We called this a scam as it is, just like Zika. The human papilloma virus causation hypothesis to cancer is also a scam. And the HPV vaccine, whether it be Gardasil or Cervarix, also a scam. Don't let your children suffer because you fall for the lies, the fear, the CDC fear-mongering, the Chicken Little Gerber dinging of Merck, right? She used to be with CDC. Now she's heading the Merck's vaccine division promoting Gardasil. This is the place, health, freedom, healing, liberty. We don't fall for it, folks, and I don't want you to fall for it either. The lies come in from big government, big media, and big pharma. We got a brilliant 11-year-old assessing her teacher at the end of the year next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, tomorrow on the RSB show, we got Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution stuff. We're going to go into some antidotes for vaccine injury. And don't think if you're not getting vaccinated, you're out of the woods. There's some stuff going on. We're going to get into that. Hopefully we'll have some water updates, too, with Paul Barrettero, some Freshman Friday, and all the fun stuff you look forward to as we head into the weekend. Now, Super Don, strange stuff going on in Utah. Apparently somebody is, unhappy with the marriage laws there and has decided that he's going to prove a point by marrying his laptop. Marrying his laptop, and the state says, sorry, Budrow, but you can't. There's no constitutional right to marry your laptop in Utah, according to the Utah's...
Almost sounds like it could be a Florida story, but it's not. It's Utah.
Yeah. You think I'm making it up? No. Give a listen to this.
Marrying your laptop is not a right protected by the U.S. Constitution. That's what the Utah Attorney General's office is arguing in a new court filing. They're asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed against the state by Chris Sevier.
Okay. Well, so this Chris guy says he wants to marry his laptop. I don't know. I'm not sure if he's really serious about this or if he's trying to make a point in some other strange way. And I'm not sure what the advantages are to marrying a laptop versus a real human. Actually, maybe we can come up with a few, Super Don. I don't know. It'd probably be rude and mean and not so nice. But
well, it does turn out that this guy, Chris Sevier, does have an agenda behind it. He's not just a weirdo, which at first you're like, nah, this guy's lost his marbles.
All right. Well, let's find out what that agenda is. Give a listen to this.
Now, he's suing the governor and attorney general and Utah County clerk, arguing that if gays and lesbians can marry, he can marry his computer.
It's only if gay and lesbian laptops could marry could this be an argument, because this is not an argument. Because, listen, our statement here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I think, Super Don, you pretty much agree with me on this. The state has no business in your marriage. Get out.
Exactly.
Get out. Yep. Stop asking for permission of the state to get married. That's your problem. If you have a church, a deeply held religious conviction, marriage should be there, right? And the other thing is, how do you get a laptop to consent to marriage? I don't know of a laptop that can enter into an agreement like that. Although it can order a pizza automatically. But, I mean, that's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. So, anyway, folks, if you're going to get married to a laptop, you're probably going to have to go to Belgium or Netherlands, I think.
I think people are more married to their cell phones than they would be to their laptops, if you think about it.
It's true. It's like going getting married to a laptop is like getting married to somebody who's 123 years old. You know, they're probably not around anymore. Anyway, let's end the school year. Right? This is great news. A brilliant 11-year-old. My daughter's 11. This is great. She didn't do this, but I would love it if she did. It's great. In the end-of-the-year assessment forms, right, about teachers, the teachers saying, hey, kids, tell us what you thought of the school year, what you liked, what you didn't like. This 11-year-old actually had the audacity to accuse her teacher of a war crime. A war crime.
Wow, that's serious.
Holy tamale, what is going on here? And it's actually quite brilliant. I have to agree with the assessment here. She's complaining, Ava Morrison Bell from the United Kingdom, that she doesn't like the fact that her teacher issued what she calls collective punishment, right? Like if one person did something, the whole class gets punished for it. And that means that the people that were innocent are also punished. And according to this little girl and her understanding of the 1949 Geneva Conventions, this, in fact, is a war crime. She backed it up. Now, it's not like I'm mad at you, you're a war criminal. It's like, no. Based on that Geneva Convention, that I think the United Kingdom is a signatory to, unlike Obama and the Paris Accords, where there was no real Senate ratification, you should not use collective punishment, as it's not fair on many people who did nothing. And under that convention, it's a war crime. So, I don't know, Super Don, what do you think? Her dad was pretty proud of her.
What's amazing here is that an 11-year-old would understand and write this down. I mean, I don't, maybe I'm not giving 11-year-olds enough credit. But that, to me, is not something you would typically, if they're going to fill it out and it says, things my teachers can do better, you'd think they would say something like, longer recess, right?
Yeah, right. But I don't like the fact that you use collective punishment. And her dad said, should I punish her or buy her an ice cream? And everybody was like, get her an ice cream. Make it organic and raw, and I'm in too, Mason Cross. Your daughter's pretty amazing, I have to say. Folks, great time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to be back tomorrow again. Healing Revolution Friday, Freshman Friday, all kinds of cool stuff. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Notes will be up in a little while. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know what's lurking in your water?
More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.